You ready to get up and about for the weekend? When the alarm goes off, weekend breakfast goes on. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Well, you know when you post about it on social media, that's the real nail in the coffin. It's confirmed. And Jules and I have both done a post saying this is our last weekend together on Weekend Breakfast. Next year, you will not be hearing us in this slot.
No, you won't. But there'll be another show on. There'll be something else on. Don't think this is going to be nothing. You'll have something to listen to, surely. Well,
because it's our last show, and I'm not all about making it about yourselves, but, you know, Amelia, our producer, has been hard at work during the week knowing this was our last shows, and she's apparently, I've just got on the button bar is what we call it, a little scream where I click buttons.
Yeah.
Usually I can know what it says, like a cricket sound effect or fat tuba music, but all it says here is Meals Surprise. So let's hit off this.
Hello, my darling.
Ash London.
I suppose I better split this up into two. Angus O'Loughlin. Mm-hmm. I'm sad we never got to work together. I've heard great things about you, and I'm hoping one day we can finally catch up for that coffee that you've been promising me. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. Angus and I actually got married in Las Vegas once. Love you, Gussie. And Jules, my darling. Mainly I'm going to miss it when your mum comes to town and cooks me Filipino food and sends it home with you for me.
Oh my God.
I love you guys both so much. 2022, bring it on, bitches.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? A lot of people don't know this, but Ash London was my mentor in radio.
How cool is that?
And I credit Ash London to where I have made it in my radio career.
Lovely.
So, but for you two, besties.
Yeah, we are best friends. I emceed a wedding. She's someone I speak to two or three times a week.
Yeah.
She is truly a best friend. And, yeah, I was lucky enough to work on night radio with her for a couple of years and host Take 40. But also the whole time I was just thinking about that. For someone who works in radio and for someone who I really taught a lot about, mic technique was horrible then. Just into the microphone. I couldn't get past it.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I'm walking around straight-legged. I can't bend my knees because I have kinked my back. But how I've done it is something that I'm just ashamed to even tell people. So I was making a protein shake the other day. You know, because I'm all into my fitness and stuff. And I've gone all out. I've gone on with all these different flavors and whatnot. Now, I go through about, I'd say, two trays of ice a day making my protein shakes. Reminds me of that I'm making margaritas when I'm shaking them with all the ice in them.
It's the healthier option, though. I get what you mean, though. Chuck ice into a protein shake with a bit of almond milk or something to get it cool.
Anyways, during the week, I pull the ice tray out and I flip him over and like to get the ice out and onto the bench. And as I've done that, obviously ice is slippery, ice has fallen, one ice cube fell onto the ground. And I was trying to find it, and I'm at my Mama Jules's house, so it's a very older style kitchen, so the tiles are like that pattern, they've got like that pattern tile.
Oh yeah, makes stuff harder to find.
Really hard to see. I was trying to find it so I could just kick the ice cube under the fridge.
If you go close to those, that's that old vino you are, and cross, you put your nose on the ground and cross your eyes, you come out, you can see a rhinoceros.
Yes, absolutely. So as I've
For anyone who used to read those illusion books, there's about people from the 90s, get what I've just
said. Would have got that, yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm going to grab my phone so I can, you know, get the torch up on my phone so I can shine a light and find it. And as I've stepped to walk to go and find my phone, I found the ice cube with my foot and went ass up. And as I've gone to like fall back down, I've grabbed the side of the bench. And as I've done that, I've kinked my back and it's kinked like just above like that hip area.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around and everyone, like, you know, people I'm running into are like, oh, you're all right. And I'm like, yeah, I slipped on an ice cube. I've kinked my back. But it's as comical as saying I slipped on a banana peel.
It's very like, and I'm like slapstick
it
style.
Is.
Charlie
it
Chaplin
is.
Stuff.
And it's just such a stupid way to injure yourself. And I want to know, 13 10 60, give us a call. What is, how have you injured yourself in a stupid way?
I've already got calls coming through.
Do you want to put one through?
Christy in Mansfield. Hello. How'd you injure yourself stupidly?
So when I was working in New South Wales, it was actually the day I got promoted, I was setting up all the bookings for the tables.
Yeah.
And I picked up a wooden high chair and just walking through the bistro. And then all of a sudden my boss has called out my name and I've stupidly looked over. And while I've done that, I've walked the high chair straight into one of the poles in the middle of the restaurant. The high chair has smashed me in the face. It split my cheek open and gave me an instant black eye.
Oh, God. I'm glad you come out of a UFC fight. Yeah. Thanks, Christy. I hate an Emil Jura. The stupid way you injured yourself was?
G'day, how are we going today?
Good.
That's good. I've broken my arm in a demolition derby, which is pretty much just crashing cars into each other for the fun of it. I had 6 months off work. I've got one big plate in my right arm with 15 screws.
Wow!
And at the end of it, I lost the job out of it. So,
Hayden, sorry, mate. Geez, that almost sounded like our Scar Wars segment.
Work cover doesn't cover a demolition derby, unfortunately. 131060, Jared and Shepparton, what's yours?
Good morning, guys. So I was watching my girlfriend trying to get the pit out of an avocado. I could see the knife going to go into her hand. So I thought, babe, let me do that. So I grabbed the chef's knife, hit the pit as normal, and I also clipped my finger.
Yep.
And instead of me taking her to the hospital, she took me to the hospital for four stitches.
God, Jared, you're a mad person.
Ouch.
People who do that get the hold in their left hand, usually if you're right-handed, and go with the with the accuracy of smacking the pip. Just squeeze the avocado.
Squeeze it.
Come on, Jared. I mean,
it's been squeezed about 20 times already in the supermarket. It's not going to worry.
Courtney and Aubrey, tell us how you stupidly injured yourself.
Well, this was many years ago at a party. There used to be a mini theme park called Frog Hollows.
Yeah.
And they had mini golf, and it's like a cannonball that you shoot the golf ball up it. I decided to stick my head down to catch it with my mouth. I luckily missed it with my mouth, but from the black eye.
Oh, God.
Oh, babe, better a black eye than no teeth. Jeez.
Amanda in Maryborough, tell us the stupid way you injured yourself.
Good morning, guys. I took my dog to the park throwing the ball, and I thought I'd chase him for the ball.
Yeah.
We collided. He knocked me to the ground.
Yeah.
I got up, and my finger was hanging off. He dislocated my finger, and
from throwing a tenno.
Pins and stitches and,
God.
There was no ball ever again.
Congratulations, Amanda, Courtney, and the first call. You guys all get the iconic voucher, your one-stop shop for fashion, sport, kids, toys, and beauty with fast delivery, free returns, $100 in the mail. Merry Christmas.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
If you didn't hear, we are wrapping up this show, Jules and myself, after heading to the new year. This won't be where we will be heard.
No.
You know, you can follow us on Instagram, Angus_OL and The Miss Jules if you want
at
to get
the
your
The Miss Jules.
My apologies.
Thank you. I need the followers.
But we do have a unknown caller. It says mystery caller here. So let's bring up line number one and ask, hello, who's this?
Hello.
Oh, God. Hello. Big surprise. Our producer Amelia is like, I've got a special guest. I'm like, I guarantee it's Dylan.
Oh, Dylan.
Dylan Alcott.
I was going to do a voice, and I just did that.
But you always do that voice. That's your go-to. Hello, it's me, not Dylan.
That's all I had.
Dylan, how are you, mate?
Oh, I just want to say I bloody love you both. I'm really, really good. I'm tuning in to the last show, but I'm good. But I just want to say how much I bloody love working with you both. And Gussie, what's it been for us now? 3 years, my man, and
3 years.
This year. And,
just this year.
I had absolutely no idea how to do radio when I started. So just want to give you guys some big... I still don't. That's why I got fired 3 months before you guys. How you feeling? How you both feeling?
Yeah, good. I mean, I feel sad, but just very grateful that I had the opportunity, to not only, to work with you both, really. Mm. I just feel grateful that I've had the opportunities that I have. Unfortunately, not moving on to next year, but it's all good. Future's looking... bright.
And I've done this for 15 years. It's all I know. I started when I was 18 years old. Got my first job, $24,700 a year working in Townsville.
Baby.
Stealing vouchers.
That big money,
Crazy thing about your career as well, your price tag never went up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Quite strange.
I undersold myself, and that's how I stayed on the air for so long.
Yeah.
But it is going to feel weird, in the next 5 minutes when we, turn the microphones off. I don't know how I feel because that's been my existence and what people know me for. But, Dylan, you're going to be part of my future, so... what's up next for myself and us, and that's super exciting. But
it sounds like we're getting married.
I thought we had a family.
It does. Wait. Can we, is listeners still going ahead?
Listen, Abel.
Oh, sorry, listen.
And we're getting the sack from our podcast as well. Yeah, it's been a real rough 3 months.
Jeez. You got that, the important podcast that you two do, which, you know, talks about everything disability and the questions that we all want to know but are too scared to ask. You guys going to be continuing Listen Able.
We will be. Of course, we are taking February. We're going to be back in February because Dylan's got one more important tennis game to finish first.
Big one, big one.
I'm literally sitting on the tennis court right now about to hit some balls, but I just want to say, Jules, it's been a bloody love working with you this year. Oh, sorry I had to go away. For
love you, mate. It's all good.
But you're a star, and Gussie boy, mate, I love you. You're a beautiful man. Thanks for looking after me for the last 3 years, my mate. And I tell you what I love about that. Although we're all co-workers, we're actually better friends, which we love. So love you both. Everyone's going to miss you on the air. I know I'm going to miss you listening, and I'm sure now we can have some actual delicious non-work related beers.
Yeah, and on a Friday or Saturday night.
I know.
I'm gonna say, I'm not gonna lie. I haven't been getting up at 5 a.m. every Saturday, Sunday, and it's really good.
Thank you both, for what you've done for me this year. But, I mean, for the past 3 years that you two have been on together with other co-hosts and whatnot, the listeners will sure miss you both together.
Well, we'll wrap it all up next, but Dill, thanks for calling in, brother.
Always. Love you, Dill.
It's Weekend Breakfast for the second last time.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
And for everyone else listening, if you haven't watched Sex and the City and you are interested in it, I'm about to give away one of the big spoilers of episode number one. So come back in 30 seconds. Now those people have gone, there's a character called Big who for the longest time has been Carrie Bradshaw's partner. Now he dies in episode one and he has a heart attack while on a piece of exercise equipment. Now that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to come back to the audience. We'll let them come back in. Jules, we'll give her the thumbs up.
All right.
All right, Jules, we are back. Yeah. Now, I've told the audience who don't care about Sex and the City, so I imagine 99.9% of the people, the spoiler, you also did not hear it. I'm not going to give anything else away other than talk about an item that is used, unrelated to the spoiler, in the first episode of Sex and the City, the new revival.
Okay, okay.
So one of the characters is using a exercise bike.
Right.
Right? Classic New York, keeping trim, fit, fabulous.
Yeah.
And the bike is a Peloton bike, which hasn't really cut through in Australia, but you've probably seen the ads for it. To be honest, it's a pretty genius invention. What you do is you hop on your Peloton bike. It's got basically a huge iPad in front of it and it connects to Wi-Fi and you do live bike cycling classes.
Right. Okay. So what, you can see the class or do you mean you can like set up like
you see the instructor. You're
riding through the canyon.
No,
Grand Canyon.
You see the instructor. Oh. So like you would at a spin class in your gym.
Right. Yeah.
And that person can see your results so you can get like, hey, congratulations, Jules, you're hitting a max heart rate.
What's it called again? A
Peloton bike.
Peloton.
Very expensive.
Okay. Okay.
But an ingenious, and it's huge over in the US. Especially during lockdown where people were able to join the spin classes and interact and see their heartbeat, get rated, all of that stuff. So the bike is used and it doesn't come off well on the show. Share prices dropped by 11% following the episode.
You're joking.
We are talking about a startup business that has changed the game for exercise.
Yeah.
Has been referenced in Sex and the City. Probably got told, hey, Sex and the City's going to reference you in the new season.
Yeah.
And they've gone, oh my God, this is great.
And they gave it to them for free or something like that.
Probably.
To put in the show. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's used in a bad way and it's dropped 11%. Now, I want to say the world has gone mad. How can you, in a fictional TV show, be so angry at a piece of exercise equipment in a scripted piece of television that you adjust the price of a share 11% in what? Tens of millions, maybe even hundreds of millions off the stock price of a company because Carrie Bradshaw doesn't like it.
To be honest, I was really interested in a Peloton bike at the start of this story, but now you're saying that they've trashed it in the show.
Oh, not you too.
I'm not buying it.
You don't even know why.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
For the last time, Jules, this is our last break on air together of least. Of course, our next year looks and sounds a little bit different for if you turn into this radio station, but there are other opportunities out there for both of us, but we just don't feel like this is the right place to mention what they are because we're so thankful to be here for the last year and for me with this company for 13.
Absolutely. If you have missed it, we are wrapping up. This is the last time. And we do have a little montage. If this is the first time you've ever tuned in.
Thank God. They've got a new team coming in next year.
We're just going to give you a quick little review of what happened.
What a year 2021 has been. We met Jules and nothing was held back. Or so we thought.
Have you ever sent a inappropriate photo to
someone? No, never.
Have you ever lied?
Yeah, that last question. I'm with the classroom on fire.
Oh, my God.
Jules had the police called on her. True story.
Oh, really?
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
You've seen the bed a few times, wouldn't you?
It was used.
Yeah, no.
I didn't put it through. I think good condition, though.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you did better than me. I burnt mine, put it out in the front yard and said, yeah, come pick it up and then set it alight.
Oh, my God. Are you being serious or are you doing this for comedic value?
Oh, no. Oh, it was a really rough time in my life. I ate dogs, so, yeah, I get you.
What?
Unknowingly, though. You knew it was whale. I didn't know I was eating dog. Don't go silent on me like that.
Who let the dogs out?
It was in the Philippines. It's like a delicacy. It's what you have when you...
What?
Don't.
Never watch Bluey the same again with Indy.
No.
Yeah, just keep digging yourself that hole, Jules. Angus became a first-time dad, and his persona started to shift.
You're a dad. You're a new dad.
Yes,
sir. And I think that ultimately, like, automatically makes you a little less cool.
What, because I wear jeans and sneakers?
Correct. Right?
Sneans, that's cool.
Yeah, Jules, true. You are cool. I reckon you up in pop culture. You got cool slang.
Yeah.
You got a TikTok.
You got a TikTok. I reckon you might go all right.
Not that great. I think Miss Jules.
I actually went, I just went, oh, this TikTok thing's beyond me. I went, oh, I'm a dad.
I'm a dad.
Genuinely horny for a good front lawn.
Oh, whoa, okay. You know there is a Facebook page called Lawn Porn.
I follow it.
And if there's one thing to know about Jules's love life, I guess you could call it consistent?
I'm still single, but, you know, for those that don't know, I say it a fair bit, but I've been single since October. You know how I'm living at home with Mum at the moment? I'm in her spare room.
I do.
I'm 34, almost 35,
single. In a single bed.
And, of course, who can forget the biggest sporting event in radio history?
Weekend Breakfast presents the Battle of the Big Dogs!
Who let the dogs out?
You're a good dog. Give me a kiss.
And who could forget Dylan?
Tumor wrapped around my spine.
Oh, mate, you've worked with him for way too long because you absolutely nailed that.
I did forget that I did race a golden retriever,
man,
in a food challenge.
That was actually really fun.
Yeah,
I loved it. I mean, remember when they were like, oh, we have to get a doctor in?
Oh, yeah, we have to have medical staff on in case I choked on my jelly. Hilarious.
I was like, what if we just get a vet in? Just in case both of them choked.
Didn't need a vet, just a hospital staff for me. Anyway, that wraps up, my career on radio for now. I mean, radio's this weird incestuous business where I'm sure in 10 years you'll hear me on Smooth FM or something, but for now, I'm taking a step away from the microphone as it is in this studio. I will be continuing the podcast Listen Able with Dylan, but Jules, for you as well.
Don't know, man. We'll see what happens in 2022. I mean, it's just looking, I just hope it's sunny. That's all. Yeah, no.
A little nice message in there. But we want to pay respects to Southern Cross Austereo. That is our boss.
Yes.
We want to thank Amelia, our producer. We love you. Thank you very much to everyone for listening. We appreciate you taking your weekend with us. And we're out, Jules.
Yeah, thanks, Gussie. Bye, guys. Love yous.